Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Again, our omnipotent and powerful God wrote our destiny book. He wrote our story to reveal to mankind another aspect of His glory. In this book, He means for our body to be in its original state. The enemy's plan is to cause the bride to distort the temple and cause us to be less efficient in the kingdom. Call the original state show. Challenges the bride to take our temples back, gain self-control, and be all that God wrote in your book. Give God the pen and live your original state. Hello, bride. We would like to invite you to SheNet Global's 2017 convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Hear Dr. Judy and Ms. Magda talk about it. Dr. G Unite, and listen, we all feel it, that we are on the verge of the greatest move of God this world has ever seen, and we are so honored on this broadcast on WATV Radio to highlight such great men and women of God that have a voice to the nation, and today is no different, bride. Listen, check us out at WATVRadio.com. We are on Twitter and Facebook at WATV Radio. Today we have the honor to host again, Prophet Bill Jenkins. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Doctor. I tell you, I'm just excited. I hear the fire in your voice, and you're stirring up my spirit this morning.
Yes, it's because I've read an excerpt of your book, and I'm ready to jump out of my pants. I'm so excited. Listen, Brad, you have got to get this new book. It's called Prophetic Almanac for 2017. He was on the broadcast last year with the 2016 book. And look, let me read you just a little bit of what you can expect out of the 2017 book. The Prophetic Almanac 2017 is a captivating book that will take you on a spiritual journey. It presents the tools to reset, rewrite, and revive the plan of God in your life for 2017. From important dates, impacting knowledge, and a prophetic word for all 50 states, the book is full of information, inspiration, and divine revelation. An opportunity of a lifetime awaits. Are you ready? In this book, you will learn God's prophetic purpose for 2017, how the number 17 is connected to your prosperity, the animal of the year and its significance in your life, 17 predictions that could change the world, what it means to be born on the 17th day of the month, scriptures that will help you reset your life, fun facts concerning the number 17, the 2017 spiritual forecast for all 50 states in America, fascinating and hidden Bible facts. Now listen, Brad, these are some of the predictions for 2017. New planets will be discovered. Ohio will be in the news for a large political scandal. A new unknown disease will be in the headlines. Feeling like there is no hope is one of the most challenging emotions to manage. Hopelessness brings anxiety and despair, which can lead to damaged relationships, bad health, and lost dreams. It can break your spirit, make you powerless, and ruin your life, or it can mold and shape you into something better. Pastor Bill Jenkins is the founder and senior pastor of the Church of Acts and Destiny Land Christian Center, a television host on TBN and radio host at WMD Radio. Sir, I'm so excited to have you on here again. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I am excited to be with you. Always love hearing your voice and your passion for the Lord, and I'm just excited to be with you today.
Yes, now let me ask you this. I know I probably asked you this last year, but I've got to ask you again. How do you receive this much wisdom from the Lord to give for a whole year's worth of forecast? How do you do that?
Well, I tell you, I just keep my ear to the voice of the Lord. You know, I learned years ago that when you go to the Lord to try to get a message or a word or write a book, it doesn't happen. You just go into the presence of God to know His heart, and then all of a sudden, out of that, a byproduct is that these books have been written, as I've had a desire to share the vision with people. You know, the Lord has just blessed me, but it's always important for me, and I believe it's probably important for other pastors, leaders to hear. You never go to the Lord to sort of get a message or get a book or, you know, to do anything like that. You just go without seeking anything other than to be in His presence. And then when you get in the presence of the Lord, a byproduct of that is that He speaks. And when you listen, it becomes easy. And then you're able to not only get what the Lord wants to say, but you're able to share it with others to make an impactful difference. Because, you know, one of the things we don't want to do is get in the way of God. We want to get out of the way. Too many times we're trying to, you know, hear from the Lord, and then we help Him out, and we write things that we shouldn't. When we don't need to do that if we really get into the presence of the Lord.
Yes. Now, I was looking on Amazon under your author name. You've written a lot of books. How many books have you written?
Well, I believe this is my sixth book. We've also written different manuals and just trying to use and to apply in their churches and their businesses and their daily lives because, you know, we have the Word of God. It was written down for a reason. And I encourage people, take notes, whether it be on your phone or on paper, review those notes. If you really want to change, if you really want the impactful knowledge of God's Word to truly take a great impact upon your life, you got to write it down. You know, you have to make sure that you don't forget. You know, God wants us to honor His Word, and one of the ways that we can honor it is by writing things down, sharing it with others, and making sure that what God has given to us doesn't get so easily forgotten.
Yes, and you know, if you think, you know, about the apostles and how they wrote, which is what we read today, the Bible, you know, we are still writing a Bible. When we write, we're still recording the chronicles of time. Amen.
I love how you put that, you know, because in Indiana, our church is called the Church of Acts. And we believe we're Acts chapter 29, Acts chapter 30, 31, so on and so on. We believe we're going to keep the exploits of the book of Acts going. Why stop it, right? I mean, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we believe that we ought to be anointed Christians tormenting Satan. We believe we have a destiny land, a destiny. That's why we have a church in California called Destiny Land. We believe that when we focus in on God, you know, there's no limits to what God can do in and through us when we really connect with the Lord. And so that's really what we want to do, you know, is get in the presence of God. That makes the world a difference.
Yes. I was about to ask you why you have the Church of Acts and then Destiny Land. So they're actually two separate churches.
They're two separate churches, but it's sort of like a brother and sister church, you know. I don't question the Lord when he says, you know, to call a church a certain name. I've learned a long time ago, all right, it's better for me not to argue with the Lord and let him have his way.
I love
than
it
for
myself.
Me to fight him. And, you know, then I go through all kinds of struggles and we end up doing it God's way anyway. But I do feel both of the names of our church, the Church of Acts. Acts is an acronym that stands for Anointed Christians Tormenting Satan. That's in Indianapolis. And then we have Destiny Land in California, Ontario, California. And that, our heart is to fill their destiny and to be anointed Christians that torment the devil.
Wow, that is awesome. I love it. You know, me doing marketing, I love it. Okay, let's move over to your book. I have taken some notes. And first of all, let's talk about the number 17. Okay, we're headed into 2017. And according to your book, there is several prophetic significance of that number. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, you know, what I like to do is I like to search sort of the deeper truths of the Bible. Numbers, colors, names, places. They're not just put there on accident by the Lord. They're put in there for a reason, and they're all have a sort of definition, if you will, if you'll study the word, that can help enhance God's original intent for that scripture or that passage or that story to help get us a greater understanding of what God is wanting to do in our lives. And so like no other year, or like every other year, I should say, we have gone back to that number 17 in the Bible. We see that it's mentioned 18 times in the Bible, and it's everywhere. 17 is everywhere. You know, Rehoboam, Solomon's son, reigned 17 years. In Ezekiel 45, verse 13, the Bible said that a sixth part of wheat and barley was distributed, and that's approximately 17%. You know, Joseph was 17 years old when he was sold into slavery by his brothers in Genesis 37:2. Jacob lived 17 years in Egypt in Genesis 47, verse 28. The Ten Commandments are explained over 17 verses in Exodus 20. Even Daniel, he mentioned seven beasts that had seven heads and 10 horns, which are 17 parts. And then one thing we mentioned even a little bit ago was the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, most people don't know, but you can count it yourself if you don't believe me. But in Acts chapter 2, verses 7 through 11, there were actually 17 nations that were represented at Pentecost. So 120 people, but 17 nations. And what happened when those people came together? The Holy Spirit was poured out. It changed the way we know Christianity to this day. And so it's a powerful thing to understand what the 17 is all about when you see it mentioned in the Bible.
Right. It is very powerful. Let's move on to another one. Okay, you say the vision for 2017 is all about God revealing himself in response to our obedience. I wanted to jump out of my seat. When I read that, I was like, come on now. It's like all of the bride that's been in the caves, the ones that have been hidden, you know, like God, but they've been obeying in their obedience. God's about to catapult them out there and really show the world what their obedience has done. Amen.
Amen. I don't believe you could have said it any better than that. You know, when you see the number 17, when you lay out the 18 references of the number 17 in the Bible, it really revolves around four things. It revolves around resetting, divine healing, total victory, and then God revealing things in order to bring healing and health to our life. The first thing is about resetting. I don't know if you've noticed, but everywhere you turn, that word reset is a part of our daily vocabulary anymore. It could be the secular media, spiritually, in the church, wherever it may be, but everybody's talking about resetting, resetting, resetting,
right,
resetting.
Right, right.
Two kings in the Old Testament had their reign come to an end after 17 years. Jacob lived in Egypt for 17 years. Joseph had his family life come to an end at the age of 17. But one of the most sort of understood things or overlooked things in the Bible when it comes to 17 is that the flood in Genesis began on the 17th day of the month, but it also is in reference to how the ark landed, came to rest on Mount Ararat after the flood on the 17th day of the month.
That is
so there was
so
a resetting. Yeah, there was a resetting in the world. Everything changed. Everything sort of began again. You know, it was a sort of an opportunity to start everything over again. And that's what I'm encouraging people more than anything else is that 2017 is about resetting some stuff. If you've messed stuff up, if you failed in some areas, if you have maybe felt like you let God down or the devil has taken some things away from you, whatever it may be, whoever fault it is, this is your year to sort of reset things. When you reset, it literally means to set again, to change the reading back to zero, to move something back to its original place and position. It's kind of like a broken bone that's getting reset in your body, or a mileage odometer or a stopwatch, you know, that is hit, and you reset things. You know, you hit the start button. Then before you hit the reset button, you got to hit that stop button. So I'm encouraging people, man, before you hit that reset button, and again, it's not a restart button, it's a reset button. You're taking this thing back to its original sort of place and position in your life. We don't just want to pick up where we left off if we made a mistake. We want to be catapulted into even greater things in our walk and our relationship with the Lord. And so this is an opportunity, even if you've got a clock on your phone, when you hit it and start it, you have to hit stop. Some people need to hit the stop button in their life, need to start doing some things or stop doing some things they've been doing before they hit that reset button. And I believe this. I believe this has the potential to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. As a matter of fact, I really believe prophetically no one that is alive to this day has had the opportunity that we're going to have when we begin 2017 to hit that reset button. We are not. Listen to this. We are not, you know, just going to start a new year. This is not just something, you know, we're trying to, you know, get people to sort of buy into or make them feel better about the new year. This is something that if you need to reset, if you want to rewrite the story of your life, if you want to add a chapter to your book, then you need to tell the devil that God is not done with you. Your story is not finished. The devil might think that he's in charge.
Lord.
I got news for him as we enter 2017. We're on the right side of good. We're on God's side, and God is going to catapult us. He's going to allow us to write more chapters and end our book, if you will, with some good positive things that we've done. Even if we mess things up in the beginning, even if we mess things up in the middle, our book is not over. Quit putting, you know, quit putting yourself into a casket. Quit throwing dirt on yourself and acting like everything's over. Yeah, you may have messed up, but God is in the business of taking our mistakes, turning them around, and bringing something good out of it. So it's about resetting. Yes, it's about divine healing. Yes, it's about complete victory. Yes, it's about God revealing things. But more than anything, 17 is about giving us a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reset things in our lives and to help us, just like the flood, to start all over again from a place of ground zero where we don't feel like all those things that have held us back and kept us from walking in our destiny any longer. God is going to give us a fresh start in 2017.
Yes, and how exciting is this? Because the bride has been through so much. The church has been through so much. I mean, through the elections, through all the fire we've been through, just look at it, Prophet, over 2016. Have you ever, as old as we are, have you ever seen the church come together to pray like we did in 2016 because of our nation?
No, I tell you, I've never seen so much disunity, so much confusion, so much dissension. But I've also not seen so much people coming together to pray for God's perfect will to be done. Listen, you know as well as I do, if we've ever needed God, we need him now. And there are some people with the condition our world is in, they're only going to find their hope and their peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, God is sort of, allowing us to have such a bad distaste in our mouth from the previous bad choices that we've made to the point where we know enough to know we got to go back to God. We got to return to where we came. We got to get our lives right, because there is no hope in our lives, in our world, in America, in our churches, if we don't put God first. And so I think we're realizing, God has allowed us to have our way. He really has. We've allowed things. We've adopted legislation. Bills have been passed. America's been going downhill in a lot of respects for years. And God has sort of allowed it in order for us to realize this isn't what we want. We may have thought we wanted it, but once we get it, we didn't want it. And so now there's going to be a revival in our land where God is going to stir things up. And you're going to see, I believe, one of the greatest revivals released in America that you have ever seen in your lifetime. I believe it will cause the revivals on Azusa Street and that started back in California in 1906. I believe they'll pale in comparison to what God is about to do, how God is about to release his glory in 2017.
Yes, I believe that. I do, Prophet. I believe it with all of my heart. For my ministry, We Are the Bride. We do radio, TV. I also do book publishing and, social media and all this stuff. I have believed for 3 years now that I'm going to literally chronicle the last great move of God. And so it's like people have said, why do you do so much radio? You should focus on one thing like radio or focus on TV. And I'm like, I can't. For some reason, God has me so eclectic. But now that my destiny is coming full force and I'm stepping into it, I see it now. It's because I will be chronicling what God is doing through many different avenues, many different forms. So I feel it. I'm excited about it. And I want to read something from your book. In one section where you're talking about the four sections of 2017, this one that's about reset, listen to this, Bride. He says, I am releasing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is God talking. He's releasing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for his faithful people to reset their lives and rewrite their story. He also encouraged Bill to check his heart for any impurities. Yes, God is calling the bride back to purity. He wants us to be prepared for a release of his glory that will truly have the kind of impact that produces true changes in us and others. To reset means to set again, to change the reading back to zero, to move something back to its original place and position, like a broken bone or a mileage odometer. It also refers to stopwatch or a timing gun. Listen, we're doing a TV show on WATB-TV. It's actually our first one, and it's called The Original State. And it's talking about our bodies, the temples of the bride, how God says, okay, it's enough of this overweight problem we have in the United States. We have got to get our bodies in shape. And so the revelation that God gave me is that we have an original state, just like what you're saying here, resetting. going where God originally meant, because like me, I was 200 pounds overweight when I started this back in June, and I've lost 50 pounds. But I have come to a place where I said, no longer do I want to be held back by all this weight. This is not what God meant for me to be. That's a distorted version of the original state that God means for me to be in, because as a minister, we have got to have all the fire and vibrance and energy in order to take the harvest. So that's what you're saying. God is wanting us in 2017 to be reset and put in the position we were originally meant to be. And I feel the presence of the Lord right now. I'm declaring that over our nation to be reset. I mean,
yeah,
look,
and
prophet. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whether it doesn't matter what, you know, political, stance you take, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you saw it back in the summer months, even in, Great Britain, where they exited from the European Union. You saw things, you know, that were coming to an end and other things that were beginning anew. And then that got transferred over to the America, where whether you like who's president-elect or not, there's a paradigm shift. There's a resetting of everything. This has been an unusual thing that is happening in our universe, and we have to trust the Lord that, you know, really, he is in control. You know, whether you like people in office or not, for the most part, God is the one who puts them in those places. Yes, he uses us to vote, but let's make no mistake about it. God is in control. And I believe that this is part of ushering in the coming of the Lord. Now, I'm not giving you a date. I'm not telling you the Lord's coming back in 2017, but I will tell you this.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of prophetic end time things that are connected to the number 17. And if you've ever been ready, if you've ever thought about getting right with God, then now's the time to do that, because I'm telling you, it could be the last year that we know, the things in America as we know them now. I believe things are going to change. It could be the year the Lord come back. We ought to live every day like the Lord's coming back. But I'm telling you, 17 is one of those end time numbers where, you know, just as, you know, Noah, the rain started on the 17th day, but the ark came to rest on Mount Ararat on the 17th day too. So there was a new beginning. God brought closure to some things in the past and started things all over fresh and reset them in the world. So I believe that that's what's happening. I believe that's what's going on. I believe the church, the bride, we've got to be sensitive to hear the voice of God, to not just partially obey the Lord, because partial obedience is still disobedience. I want to say that again.
Amen.
Partial obedience is still disobedience. God isn't looking for you to partially obey him, pat yourself on the back, and tell everybody how spiritual you are. God is wanting us to understand he's looking for complete obedience. You know, I talk about it in the book, but if we want to have victory, we're going to have to walk in complete obedience to the Lord. It's kind of like the story in the Bible where Elijah, when he was dying, he told the king, shoot, shoot, shoot. He didn't tell him shoot one, two, three, four times. He told him shoot until you destroy them. Well, he shot, you know, three times and quit because he started to see the tide was turning. And what happened was what he didn't destroy came back to get him. So whatever you don't take out, whatever you don't annihilate, whatever you don't destroy, we don't just here to defeat the enemy. We want to destroy the enemy. Whatever you don't defeat is going to come back to get you. So you better make sure you get the victory over it. Completely obey God. Because if you don't take it out, it may end up taking you out later on.
Well, then that goes into another subject I want to touch as soon as we get back from a commercial break, and that is exposure. Exposure bride is coming in 2017, according to Prophet Bill Jenkins, 119.
Hello, bride. Are you a writer?
Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
All right, Brian, listen, I've got to read you this. It's so exciting out of his book. It says, the word of 2017 is, if you want total victory, then God wants total obedience. Come on, Brian. That is profound. Okay, moving on to the revealing. You talk about the main purpose of light is to reveal. And God is wanting to reveal his secrets and give us greater revelation than we have ever had. You also say, darkness conceals and light reveals. God is exposing things that we are unwilling to deal with, which leaves off where we left in the last segment, because he loves us and he wants us free. So God reveals to heal. Galatians 5:19-26. Works of the flesh that he believes are important for us to deal with and to get delivered from in 2017. So we've got a great revealing coming, huh?
You know, 2017, when you just spell out that word in the Greek, it means to shine light upon, to give light to. And we know there's three purposes of light. It illuminates, it penetrates, and it reveals. So light gives us the ability to see things clearly that, you know, if we're not careful, can create some damage in our lives. And so darkness always has to give way to light. It doesn't take a whole lot of light even to penetrate darkness. But it always illuminates things, it always penetrates darkness, and it always reveals. And so I'm encouraging people to get things right with God. Here's the thing. If you're humble and you admit some things before the Lord and go to God and ask him to help and heal you of some of those things that you're dealing with in your life, then you know what? God won't have to expose it. But I am going to tell you something that may shake and rattle some Christians out there, because I do believe God loves us enough to sort of shed the light and expose some things that we're sort of ignorant or in denial of that we need to change in our hearts. And so if we will humble ourselves, then you know what? And just allow God to illuminate those things and penetrate our heart, then it won't get to that point where God has to expose it in order to sort of humiliate us to motivate us to change. God loves us enough to change us. And I'm telling you, we're going to have to accept the fact that we can do it humbly, or God will humiliate us in some respects in order to get us to change. But it's a year when God is revealing things. If you got something being done in dark, something being done in secret, get it out. I mean, go to the Lord, deal with it now, because if you don't, God will reveal those things, and he's not doing it in order to harm you or hurt you or to shame you.
Right.
He's doing it in the long run because he loves you, but he's not going to let you stay the same. So this is a year. 17 is connected. It's connected to light. It's connected to God revealing things in order to ultimately heal things in our lives.
Wow, I tell you what, we have a very exciting year ahead then, huh?
I believe that really this has the potential to be the greatest year of your life. You know, when we talked about 16, the book, the Prophetic Almanac for 2016, I told you that we've got to walk in love. I told you 16 revolves around love. It revolves around marriage and family. It revolves around personal dominion, and it revolves around maturity. And the Lord spoke to me as I was writing my new book for 2017. He said, to whatever degree you've obeyed what I've told you in 2016 is to the degree you'll be blessed in 2017. It's a year of blessing. But here's the thing. You only have a little bit of time. If you're hearing this today, man, you better get your love walk straight, draw a circle around yourself, quit pointing the finger at everybody else, gain some personal dominion, focus in on your marriage and family, and grow up in the next 10 or 11 days of this year. cram, you know, do whatever you got to do, you know, to get as much in as you can, because once it begins, you're not going to be able to go back and try to make this thing right. You got to do it now, man. You got to get in there, apply these things, learn what you can so that the blessing of God can flow in your life and flow through your life in 2017. I'm ready. I'm telling you, I've been preparing for 366 days here in 2016. This has been a leap year, and God is causing us to leap into some great things, and God's going to pour out his spirit in 2017. So we've got to get ready. We've got to do what we need to do. Quit expecting God to do everything. He won't. God will do what he can do, but he expects us to do our part. And if we don't cooperate with God, then we're the ones who are going to be missing out on what God has. And so I'm excited. I believe that this really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You'll never get this opportunity in your lifetime. I'll never get it again in my lifetime. I've never had it up in my lifetime up to this point. And so we literally are going to have a reset button. We made that reset button years ago. I forget what company was, Staples or something. They sort of had a ready button or an easy button.
Yes, I remember that.
And so what I've done is I've made the reset button, and I'm going to have every person hit that reset button as a tangible reminder that God is not going to allow their past to dictate their future any longer, and that the Lord is prepared to thrust them into their destiny for them to fulfill the plans of God in their life beginning in 2017. So, man, I don't know if you heard it or not, but I'm excited.
I am so excited, but I want you to explain something. I'm pulling on the pastor anointing right now. When you make that statement and you say, draw a circle around yourself, what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is we got to get the 2x4 out of our own eye before we start worrying about the speck in everybody else. You know, we're so good at pointing out everybody else's faults. We can tell everybody else how to live their lives while our lives are going to hell in a handbasket. So we have got to sort of draw a circle around ourselves. I mean, there's enough inside of each and every one of us that we need to specifically, personally deal with, that we shouldn't have the time to be pointing out everybody else's flaws. And so it's a year when we've got to gain, this year, 2016, gain personal dominion over those hurts, habits, and hangups. Quit being okay with who you are when who you are is not okay with God. You've got to make sure that you change and become what God wants you to be. And you're accepting, we're accepting, we're tolerating of ourselves while we're complaining about everybody else. And so we've got to draw a circle around ourselves. Let revival begin with us. Say, God, purify my heart and help me quit. You know, we're like the head of a travel agency, Guilt Trips Anonymous, and we put people on guilt trips all the time. We're the head of it. We're the travel agent, but yet we don't ever draw a circle around ourselves and focus in on how we need to change, and that's got to stop. We're mandating morality. We're trying to tell people how to live. We're acting like we're God. We're playing Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and we've got to stop and say, Lord, deal with our hearts. Let us change before we worry about everybody else. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and judgment begins in the heart of a Christian before it goes to anybody else.
Well, that's what I'm believing, why God brought you on this broadcast today. If you think about it, Bride, we're like a week and a half away from the new year. God has given us time to reexamine our heart, to go before the throne and ask God, examine my heart, O God, so that we can expose those things now. Let the Holy Spirit bring those roots to the surface so we can deal with these roots and go into 2017 with a pure heart, with full of expectancy to fulfill the destinies and the purposes that God has for us to fulfill. Amen, Pastor?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the key. We're dealing with the fruit of the problem instead of the root of the problem. And if we're ever going to change, we've got to stop dealing with the fruits. And we got to deal with the root of the problem. So let's cut it off at the root. Let's plant some new seed in the ground. And let's believe God to, you know, truly cause some great change to be manifested in our lives. I don't want to just make a bunch of New Year's resolutions. I want to make some godly commitments. One of the things that I talk about in my book, The Prophetic Almanac for 2017, is I'll take you on a journey and look at every book of the Bible that has a chapter 17 in it. So every book of the Bible that has a chapter 17, I'm going to release a little prophetic word based upon what's in that chapter 17. And one of the great things in the book is in Proverbs 17, I'm going to give you 28 things that are things that God wants you to resolve to do in your heart. These aren't just things that you need to do or you want to do that don't last more than a week into the new year, but God gives us 28 things in Proverbs 17 that we ought to be focusing on making commitments and resolving to do in the 365 days of 2017. So it's really, the book is really, you know, I can take very little credit for it other than just allowing God to use my hand to write it, because I do believe it's divinely inspired of God, given to us to sort of change that paradigm, shift the tide, turn the momentum in the favor of the Bride of Christ.
Oh, amen. Now, Pastor, I'm going to give you some time if you have a word to deliver to us. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm telling you, I really do want to encourage people out there, you know, who are, you know, going through maybe a tough season. The devil has discouraged them. They feel like giving up. They feel like they messed things up. But here's the good news. You can't mess things up enough that God's grace can't turn things around for your good. And so God loves us, and God gives us grace. And if you feel like you've made some mistakes and you've done some wrong things and those things are always going to haunt you and keep you from walking in your destiny, then you really got to get a copy of the Prophetic Almanac for 2017, because, you know, it's going to help to really bring some hope. A lot of times people say, well, you got to have faith, got to have faith, got to have faith. Well, yes, you got to have faith. Yes, it's impossible to please God without faith. But do we realize sometimes what the book of Hebrews tells us? That before you can have faith, you have to have hope. Hope is the prerequisite to faith. You can't have faith unless you have hope. And to whatever degree you have hope is to the degree your faith can increase and believe God for miracles. And I believe that's what the enemy is trying to do, is steal our hope, discourage us, and tell us that, you know what, we are not going to make it. We're not going to be everything. We made too many mistakes. We're too big of a failure. Well, guess what? I've come by to tell you today that the devil is a liar, and that no truth is in him, and that God's destiny can be fulfilled in your life no matter how many mistakes you've made, no matter how many bad decisions you've made. God can take it and turn it around in your life. And so don't let the devil cause you to hang your head. Don't let the devil take your joy, rob you of your hope. You know, one of the things that I always get bothered about when I read about Sarah and Abraham is that Sarah forfeited the peace that God wanted her to have in advance of manifesting the miracle. And don't forfeit that peace. God's going to come through. You don't worry about God. He ain't failed you yet. He ain't going to fail you. Don't tell me God can do everything, because he can't fail you. God can't let you down. And so don't forfeit the peace. Start enjoying the victory now. Quit waiting for it to manifest in order to give God praise and feel relief and have peace in your life. And enjoy the fruit that God wants you to enjoy right now, even before it manifests in your life. And so I want to speak that out to people and let you know that God is on your side. God is for you. He's not against you. He's not a big old mean guy with a baseball bat in his hand looking to knock you upside the head and send you to hell. As a matter of fact, God didn't even create hell for you. God created hell for the devil. So let's send him where he belongs. Let's walk in victory. Let's go to the highest of heights in 2017 and allow God to shoot us in places like we've never been before in the coming year. So hold on to that hope. Let God increase your faith, and let's hit that reset button in 27 and believe God to just manifest his greatness in our lives.
Now, listen, Brad, I can't help but think and listen to this man. All of you ministers out there, I can just see it right now on New Year's Eve. y'all walking in with a big button that says reset and have everybody walk up and punch that button at midnight.
That's
what
we're going to
do. We're
going to have everybody hit it. Everybody's going to hit it as a tangible sign that things are getting reset in your life.
Yes, Lord. That is so amazing that God has given us this great window of opportunity to really get our nation back, let the bride become who she's really supposed to be, the original bride, and for us to walk in such great authority. You know, like we've given the nation too, you know, we've given the devil too much ground. Now God has given us a second chance, I feel like, don't you, Pastor?
Yeah, that's it. That's the key. A second chance, a new beginning, a fresh start. That's what it's about. And it's not, you know, when the world was destroyed, when God destroyed the world back in Noah's day, he didn't just, you know, restart things and just pick up where he left off. Everything was new. Remember how many people were on that boat? Eight people. Eight is the number of new beginnings. And so there's a new beginning that is going to be released in our life. And it's not just going to be, you know, because we're having a new year or entering into January. I'm telling you, this goes beyond just a natural entering of the new year. This is a supernatural entering into a new day of your life where God is going to help you as you reset things to rewrite the story of your life and end it on a great note with prosperity and blessing for you and for yours.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this, Prophet. I've heard it from so many different streams. You know how we call these prophetic streams.
Yes.
I've heard there's so many prophetic streams that 2017 is like the year of the greatest wealth we've ever seen. God's going to open the heavens. One prophet said that, you know, just as we have a man that will be in the White House that has the gift of wealth, you know, like it trickles down from the top down. And like all the other stuff trickled down, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like, do you feel that in your spirit, like about the wealth?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, we have gone through times of poverty, and I believe this is a time of prosperity. And so I believe that you're going to see people that God is going to heal. You know, there's 17 general diseases that are mentioned in the Bible. Think about that. 17 general sicknesses that are mentioned. And I believe that physically, spiritually, financially, maritally, in every way, in every realm, God is going to bring healing. And I believe God is going to cancel debt. I believe there's going to be money that's going to come from expected and unexpected sources. You know, Lord just told me to tell you, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. That's something that God just told me to tell you. If it's God's will, it's God's bill. You don't got to worry about how to pay for it. So God's going to cause people, because here's the thing, money follows ministry. And if you're doing ministry, money is going to follow ministry every single time. You don't chase the money, you chase the ministry. And when you're chasing the ministry for the Lord, money's going to end up finding you. And so too many people, we're doing all these capital campaigns, or we try to watch the TV at 3 o'clock in the morning to come up with the latest, greatest. Get rid telling you, when you chase God, when you chase ministry, when you chase after the Lord, you're going to have prosperity chasing after you. So quit chasing after the things of this world. Remember what the Bible says? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness, and all those other things will be added unto you. Money, prosperity, you know, whatever it may be that you're desiring in your life for your dreams to be fulfilled. It'll come, but chase after God. Chase after doing ministry for him. And all those other things, they will follow. They have to follow because that's God's word. That's God's principle.
Right.
He set as a precedent in his word.
Yes. Well, I could just talk to you forever. I'm so thankful for you being on the broadcast and for you taking the time out of you pastoring two churches. Lord, I can just imagine how busy you are.
Well, I love being on with you, and have me on again. You know, as we start that new year, you know, have me on again. Let's keep this thing going. I'm telling you, God is up to something,
yes.
And this is an opportunity of a lifetime to change the course of your life and rewrite your story.
Yes, I'm so excited. Listen, I would love for the bride to be able to pray for you, sir, because I believe that prayer is the same as giving money, like we're sowing. And when the bride comes together in unity and we pray for prophets and ministers such as yourself, I really believe that God turns around and he blesses us. So would you mind letting us bless you?
Yeah, I would love it. Please do.
Lord, I thank you so much for him being on the broadcast today, Lord, and the bride. We all come together in agreement today. We lift up him, his life, his family, Lord, his churches, everything that you are doing in the mission that you called him to, Lord. We thank you for downloading these almanacs, Lord, for giving us hope and giving us a vision, Lord, for the future and helping us to prepare our hearts. That's what prophets are for, Lord. You help us by letting them rebuke us, chastise us, helping us to get in right position to receive the gifts that you're about to pour out from heaven, God. So I pray, Lord, that you bless him in every way, Lord. Bless this book so that the bride will get it and she will be reshaped into the position so that she can receive, God. It is your will for us to receive all these things that you're getting ready to pour out. So thank you, Lord, that he released this to us. Lord, thank you for keeping him and blessing him, Lord. We pray you continue to send downloads from heaven, Lord, of all the other books that are coming, Lord, the knowledge, the revelation to the bride, Lord, to the church. We thank you so much, God, that he has ears to hear your voice, Lord, and be able to articulate that to the bride, Lord. So we pray, God, you bless him in every way. Bless his body, Lord. Give him healing from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. Bless him with all the provision that he needs for his vision, all of his ministries, everything, Lord. I just hear an airplane, Lord. Give him an airplane, Lord. Give him everything he's going to need to do this vision, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you for partnering us together, Lord. I thank you so much for giving us the honor to hear from this great prophet, Lord. So we thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Now, brother, if you don't mind praying for our ministry and the bride, we'd appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Lord, I just thank you, God, for this opportunity, Lord. And I thank you, God, for this wonderful woman who is a godsend to the body of Christ. And, Lord, I just thank you. That, Lord, you're just going to bring blessings, financial blessings.
Yes.
Lord, if there be any debt, God, I pray, God, that you would totally remove it and let there be enough finances,
yes,
Lord, to come in to not just fulfill, God, the things that are on her heart, but, Lord, she's going to have to get bigger dreams to handle all the blessings that are going to come in and pour into her and her life and her ministry.
Lord.
And, Lord, I just thank you
for it,
Lord. We just thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you, God, for allowing more and more people to listen, to receive, to embrace, to hear the words that are coming forth even from this program, God. We thank you for the anointing flowing upon her, Lord, to destroy every yoke, to remove every burden off the lives of people, to make a difference, to plant seeds and yield a great harvest, Lord, throughout this world. And, God, I just thank you, Lord. Expansion is what I hear. I hear expansion, expanding, building, bigger, Lord. I just hear all of these things coming in, Lord. I see the light shining down where there have been clouds, where there has been darkness, where there has been worry, where there has been a little fear, where some negativity has creeped in, Lord. I just see the light causing the darkness to be removed and the clouds to disappear, because your light is shining down and revealing your glory. And we bless you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yes, sir, because I'm going to tell you, when I get off here, I will be repeating. I am going to get on my face and say, God, please reveal yourself to me so I don't have to be exposed in front of other people. Because, I mean, really, as Christians, we should want to be rebuked We should be thankful when God chastises us. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Can I just say real quick, if you want a copy
yes,
of the
sir.
Book, go to churchofacts.org, go to destinylandcc.org. We are on Amazon, so you can get you an ebook copy. Just go to Amazon, Kindle. You can download it there. Also, radiobookshelf.com. Go to radiobookshelf.com. All kinds of resources are available there, but you can get the Prophetic Almanac for 2017. We're making it easy for you. So whether it be radiobookshelf.com, churchofacts.org, destinylandcc.org, we're also going to begin in the new year a new radio station, WIMB Radio.
Yeah.
So we're having a whole station, a whole network, broadcast network, that we're beginning in the new year. So we're excited about everything
that
that's going
awesome.
On. And so please get you a copy of this book. It's over 200 pages filled of inspiration, information, divine revelation. Go to destinylandcc.org, churchofacts.org, or radiobookshelf.com, ebook, Amazon, Kindle. Get you a copy today, and I know it'll be a blessing to you.
Okay, Pastor, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.